talking.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is Elizabeth and Greta. And Greta is 18?
Almost 19. She'll be 19 July 4th.
19-year-old cat with gray and white with beautiful green eyes. And she has both hyperthyroidism and kidney disease. And maybe some stiffness and arthritis in her back. And other than that, am I getting everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been this delicate balancing act between her thyroid and the kidney, because when we treat the thyroid disease, it can sometimes make it look like the kidney is worse, right? Because you're lowering the blood pressure, and that lowers the blood pressure to the kidneys and reduces the amount of blood. And so there's this like weird, delicate balancing act that has to be struck. It can be quite difficult. But she's been maintaining her weight, and we struggled with her appetite at times, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's helped her appetite the most, would you say?
I actually recently have started giving her acupressure.
Yeah.
And that, I actually do think it helped. I try not to, you know, pat myself on the back.
No, it seems like she's gone a whole month without acupuncture, and acupuncture helps the appetite a lot, but acupressure stimulating those nerves can really help. So what points have you used, and how did you find out about it, and how did you...
I found out about it mostly from your office, from the
AccuCat.
Right.
AccuCat book, and we'll put a picture of it. It's from Amy Snow and Nancy Sedonis. Awesome. And she has a whole section on the kidney meridian, right?
Yep.
Good.
In fact, she has all the meridians are in here.
Sweet.
So, and
that's awesome.
For the appetite one, the appetite one has been the hardest one to find points on, but these are the two that I have been using.
Okay, let's put our glasses on. We got spleen 6, and we got large intestine 20. Great. She'll let you do large intestine 20 is right next to the nose,
mm-hmm.
and not every cat.
Yeah,
appreciates it, but that's been no problem.
At first she was kind of fussy about it, but. Mm-hmm. Since I've been doing the acupressure for a month now,
mm-hmm.
she just lays there and purrs
nice.
The whole time. So
they list large intestine 20 right next to the nose, and they list spleen 6, which is on the inside of the back leg. And are you also doing kidney 3?
Let me see.
I know. Oh my gosh.
How
many points are listed? Girl, are a researcher.
Yeah.
This is impressive. But it's so
I think
good.
It's just those two I had for her.
Okay.
For her
Great.
Appetite. Yeah.
So the whole thing is, and I don't know if those guys talk about it, but the intention when you're doing the acupressure. How do you do that? Like, do you clear the area? Do you put on nice music? Do you have to clear your mind? Is it kind of like meditation for you? What does it do for you personally?
It calms me down
yeah.
a lot. Because, I mean, I know she's terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, for me to be more of the process of her care has helped me a lot. And not, I don't feel quite as helpless.
Absolutely.
And while she's not... you know, actively dying right now,
mm-hmm.
and I know she's terminally ill, it still makes me feel like I've done more for her.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's been terminally ill for, I've been
almost
seeing
2 years.
It's been, I was going to say 2020.
Yeah,
it's
almost 2 years, yeah.
I mean, in that respect, maybe we're all terminally ill.
That's right.
Okay.
She got sick in June of 2020.
And when she first got sick, was it the kidney or the thyroid? Because it wasn't with me, it was with the other vet, right?
It was, her thyroid was what started to go wrong first.
Mm-hmm.
But when they had to increase the medicine for her thyroid,
mm-hmm.
Then it started affecting her kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's that balancing act.
Yeah.
And at this point, her management is the acupressure. Are you doing it every day?
Actually, I have...
You don't have to.
That's okay. No, I have a little schedule, which I will show you. Because that was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, is if I was overdoing it.
Oh, I don't think you can overdo acupressure.
Oh, really? Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Because this is my schedule. So I basically do... I have kidney support, kidney function, her thyroid,
mm-hmm.
appetite, and pain. And I basically do each of those twice a week.
No, that's perfect. So you rotate them.
Right,
so Sunday's
exactly.
kidney... Let me see. Sunday's kidney, Monday's appetite and kidney, Tuesday's thyroid and pain, Wednesday, what's Wednesday? Appetite?
Yes.
Thursday's kidney support and pain, and Friday is kidney function and appetite, exactly. And Saturday's thyroid again.
Yeah.
So when you do the thyroid, what points are you doing for that?
That one, I'm glad you asked that question, because I actually, this was one of the ones that I researched online, and so that was another question I wanted to ask you.
And right now, Greta's just sitting here purring almost, happy as a lark. I'm scratching her. She's got all her acupuncture needles in. The points I'm doing are kidney, bladder 23, bladder 28, gallbladder 30, stomach 36, kidney 3, and governing respiratory 20, in case there's any budding acupuncture vets out in the listening audience. yeah. And you don't have to tell us the exact points. Plus, we can list them later.
Okay.
But it's just been, like, great to have you be part of the process.
Yeah.
The other thing is, she's on a combination of methimazole, which is for her thyroid, but we've been able to reduce it, right? To, like, what?
Yes.
Like a quarter of a tablet?
It's a quarter of a tablet twice a day. Yeah.
So she's on 1.25 milligrams, which is so great. Because it is technically chemotherapy, and it has side effects. So when you keep the dose low, that's fantastic. Okay, so points you're doing for the thyroid are spleen 6, stomach 36, stomach 10, large intestine 4. These are great. Pericardium 6.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
They're real good. So you're actually, when you do the acupressure, are you doing clockwise circles? Is that how you're doing it? Or are you doing just hold? And breathe.
I've actually been doing clockwise circles. I did read in the book that one, if you do it clockwise, it's tonifying. If you do it the other way, it's, I can't remember the term.
Sedating,
yes, mm-hmm. That was it. Mm-hmm. And I honestly can say I have not learned how to feel whether it's warm or cool, mm-hmm. in areas. So I've just been tonifying.
It doesn't matter. For an older animal, you're just going to tonify pretty much across the board. So it would just be as if you did acupressure on a kitten or younger.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe I was missing something by not doing that. But yeah, we always sit on the same place on my bed. Mm-hmm. And she loves to sit in my lap. And we always use her favorite blanket, which is here. Mm-hmm. And I put her down and I follow, there's a opening sequence in here, and I basically follow that one because they suggest that you follow
the bladder meridian down.
The bladder meridian on both sides.
Hopefully. And that you ground.
Yes. Yeah.
Ground through your hands.
That's what, anyway, that's what I do. And they recommend that you do it for like 2 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I try to do that. And that's usually when she starts purring.
That's wonderful.
She has really, once I calmed down and learned more, she calmed right down too. So.
And then in addition to the acupressure, you're using, nutritional yeast on the food to help her, a little tuna juice sometimes, because for the appetite, vitamin B12,
yes.
And other appetite stimulants? I can't remember.
No, not right now. Okay. Not medicinal ones.
So we just have herbal therapies happening, right? Mostly for her kidneys at this point. We have kidney support. We have Ba Wei Diwang, which is Kid Romania 8. And monthly acupuncture. And I don't know, I guess the other thing that's kind of inspiring is that you guys were homeless for a while.
We were for 2.5 years. She lived in a tent with me for 2.5 years.
So what can you give people information about that? Because that's really kind of hard for people to hear, I think.
Yeah.
And people, we all are so judgmental in our society. It's the most awful thing. When we see people, we have a judgment. And it's what we need to let go, because we don't know everything about their lives.
I can comment on that. I became homeless because I lost a job. And I was actually a registered nurse, but I became ill with a mental illness that they couldn't seem to treat, which they have now found out is a combination of food allergies and a little bit of seasonal affective disorder. But the doctor did not have those diagnoses. I went to a naturopathic physician, and she was the one that found them.
I was going to say, it's shocking how many doctors aren't tapped into what is so difficult, you know, sometimes, and causing so many problems.
And I mean, I was, anyway, what happened was, but you know, in that process of transitioning over from, you know, straight psychiatric meds to the more, you know, food allergy free medicine or food and so on, mm-hmm. I lost my job, and then I consequently lost my house. And Greta, she came with me.
Awesome.
Greta
rocks.
She lived in a tent with me for 2.5 years.
In Seattle.
In the cold. It was like 19 degrees in the winter sometimes, and yeah. It was cold.
You guys are tough. She's tough.
Yeah, she is. And she, I didn't even have to have her tied down in the tent. Mm. She just stayed in there.
Because she knew.
Yeah, she did, mm-hmm. I think. And there was two times, she actually took a step out and took a walk. One was because there were a bunch of teeny little bluebirds. It was springtime, and she decided to jump out and catch one of them. Okay. And then there was another time, it must have been the same type of thing, where a mouse must have caught her attention, because she went a little ways away. I was in a tent city at the time, and she crawled under the fence and went a little ways across the field and got caught in some blueberry bushes.
You had to go and get her?
I did. I woke up, and first thing I was like, where was she? And then I heard this little meow, and you know, looked all around and I finally saw her, because I lifted up the little cloth tent around the tent city. And
she got herself caught in there.
She did. It got her harness got caught in the brambles. Yeah. So I know, but anyway, you know, so I ran over there and pulled her out. And
so you guys are just tight. It's so cool to see.
She was quite the little camper.
Jeez. I mean, but so few cats make it to this age, and it's just so, I don't know, it's so wonderful. And your care is so high. I think it's just an inspiration for people.
It's been a journey for me too, if I can just say that, because
absolutely.
I mean, it's helped raise my self-esteem, if nothing else, to help her. So
yeah, I mean, you guys have been capable of keeping the levels of both the thyroid and the kidney like stellar, like better
thank
than
you.
Anyone.
That's a
and,
big compliment
you know,
for you.
It's
thank
like
you.
It's got to be all of this amazing care, really. She gets fluids too, right?
She does. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. She gets
once a week.
Once a day. No. Once,
once
a day.
Day
now.
She gets
once a day. She's there was a big change at the end of the year mm-hmm. in her kidney function, and she mm-hmm. had to go up to everyday fluids. But she's okay. She's doing okay with that too.
Mm-hmm. Do you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was afraid at first when we first had to go up so much, but she's just kind of settled in. I mean, she lets me know she doesn't like it.
Okay.
But then she just settles down, and then she lets me know when she's like about done.
So you guys, do you do about 100 cc's? Or
100 cc's,
okay.
Yeah.
So
but
you guys, she knows when that's what
she,
it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, she feels it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I go, yep, it's about right. So.
Wow. Well, anyway, it's been such a joy to work with you guys. So
thank you.
Thanks for and then hopefully people can comment. If they have any questions for you, they can ask you.
Okay.